Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I got to thank some people right now, if you'll just, because this is really important. I got into the car today, and I went and got it washed before I came over to work. And Maria had said to me, because she is out visiting her mom and dad in the Palm Springs area, and we weren't together on Valentine's Day, she said, well, the two big guys are going to come back with the car on Thursday because they need to do some stuff for school, and I'm going to put something special for you in the glove box. This is what she said. I said, okay, honey, thanks. And sure enough, it was a big baggie of dope. And anyway, no, I'm kidding. And so, and I'd like to thank those guys who found it and didn't smoke it. No. So she said, I'm going to put something in the glove box for you. I said, thanks, babe. So the guys get back, and I go into the glove box, and it's a Valentine's card in an envelope. It's a pink envelope, and it says, to my darling husband, and it's got little hearts drawn on it. Very cool. So, great. I take it. I put it on the shotgun seat next to me, and I go to get my car washed. And I go up to Westlake Village Car Wash, up there at the corner of Lindero Canyon and Thousand Oaks Boulevard in the beautiful city of Westlake Village. And what do? As I'm sitting there waiting for the guys to vacuum out the cars, I grab all the garbage out of my car, and you're right, I take it, and I throw it into the garbage can. And I get back in my car, I pull it forward, I get out, the guys vacuum it, and they wash the car. Now I get to work. And I don't know what made me think of it. Janice and I were preparing the show today in the office, and all of a sudden I go, holy geez. She goes, what? I said, I don't know where that guy, I threw my wife's Valentine's Day card away, the one that she gave me, the one that I didn't even open, I didn't even read. I don't know the contents of it. I threw it away. She goes, what do you mean you threw it away? I said, I was getting the car washed. She said, I turned 18 different shades of white. I said, I was getting the car washed. I took all this crap. I threw it in a garbage can. Now, your wife gives you a Valentine's Day card. She's going to expect you to say something about it. So, how'd you like the card? So far, so good today. I've been exchanging emails with her, but I haven't said anything about the card. I just said, hey, I hope you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. She's coming back and blah, blah, blah. I said, geez, I don't know what I'm going to do. I threw my wife's Valentine's Day card away. And I said at the time, I'm just going to have to be honest. I'll just tell her. And Janice is the one that said, call the car wash. I said, you got to be putting me on, man. I took the thing. I threw it in the freaking garbage. Nope, call the car wash. I bet you they'll look for it. So sure enough, I call the fine people up there at the Westlake Village car wash. And I explain the situation. And the girl said, hold on, Mr. Hendry, do you have a number we could call you back on? I said, yeah. I said, look, I took the garbage, and you know how you pull up to the vacuums, you know, where the guys vacuum the car? Well, there's three garbage cans there that separate each lane of traffic, and I know that I threw the garbage into one of the center cans. She goes, well, you give me your number, and we'll look for it. And sure enough, not 20 minutes later, the owner of the shop calls me, owner of the car wash calls me, and says, Mr. Hendry, he didn't know who I was. It ain't like he's saying, hey, Phil Hendry has got the nationally syndicated show. We better pick through the garbage for him. No, it was a nice thing that he did for a customer of his. And I said, geez, he said, Mr. Hendry, we found it. It's a pink envelope. Yes, we got it. Only problem is, the card is from a guy named Tony. So it's not, no, it was your wife's card. And he said, we have it, and if you'd like to pick it up tomorrow morning, you can, or tonight, or whatever you want to do. I said, God, you guys are the greatest. I said, so Janice says to me, do we got any swag? We got any crap we can give them, like hats, T-shirts? I said, well, I'll give them a plug on the show tonight. So there, I'm giving them a plug, and I don't care who knows it. The Westlake Village Car Wash, these guys are okay with me. Go get your car washed up there. It's a damn good car wash, too. They do a great job. And they're busy as hell. Although, when I rolled by there today, I was coming back from somewhere, and I did one of those double takes. I looked, and all the guys that are ordinarily wiping down the cars after they roll out, they're all sitting, eating lunch, talking. They're not doing anything because there's no business, and it was really early. So I just, I mean, I did a right turn and got in there thinking, aha, somehow I wasn't fast enough. There were other cars there. They're very busy up there, but they're great guys. I really thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Westlake Village Car Wash, where they have the Westlake Village Special, only $21.99. Now, I know that's probably getting somebody that I work for extremely angry. I just wanted to acknowledge what, who's going to do that for you, you know? Who's going to pick through their garbage for you? But a Valentine's Day card is a Valentine's Day card, huh? All right, our number here is 1-800-449-8686. What do you want, bud?
I was going to get a quiz.
Did you hear what I was talking about my wife and you're standing there pacing back and forth?
No, I got to give a quiz on Susan B. Anthony Day.
Whatever, man. What day is it?
Susan B. Anthony, her birthday is today and I had a quiz on it.
You know, when I ask you to help me prep the show, man, get some stuff that's a little more mainstream instead of a quiz on Susan B. Anthony.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you don't care about the right of a woman. You just want to be like they don't exist.
I know who she is. What do you want me to do now, okay? I'm going to get a call from Hall telling me to do it.
Dude, you better do it.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm getting comfortable.
Will you just go ahead and read to me the quiz?
Hold on.
Craig, adjust his microphone for him, okay?
I can do it.
Just adjust it for him, okay? Will you get that microphone straight?
Yeah, I got it. All right. Susan B. Anthony published The Revolution, a weekly paper about the women's suffrage movement, whose motto read, A, men, their rights and nothing more, women, their rights and nothing less, or B, men are pigs.
It was either A, men, their rights.
Men, their rights and nothing more, women, their rights and nothing less, or B, men are pigs.
A, men are men, their rights and nothing more, women, their rights and nothing less.
No, B, men are pigs.
Men are pigs.
Yeah. All right. Susan B.
Give me that. Here.
All right, number two. Susan B. wrote the Susan B. Anthony Amendment in 1878, which later became a 19th Amendment, giving women the right to A, vote, B, pass out on the beach with her skirt over their head.
That was the amendment to vote.
No, B, pass out on a beach.
Give me that thing, pass out on a beach with her skirt over their head.
Fooled you.
Fool, yeah, you fooled me, man. You just took me around the park on that one.
Yeah, I heard you believing.
Read another one.
See if you can get this right, okay?
Just read another one.
Jesus, I'm giving you all these hints.
Read it.
An organizational genius, Susan B.'s canvassing plan is still used today by A, political organizations, B, people that call you during dinner wanting to sell you the daily news.
Political organizations.
No, B, people that call you dinner.
Give me that thing and get out of here.
People that call you dinner,
get out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Hi, welcome back to John and Ken Show. I'm John Cobalt.
I'm Ken Shampoo.
And Pat, go ahead, Pat.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, I've thought about something ever since I heard about the door of the house being open and the burglar alarm tripped.
Yeah.
You know, little kids,
uh-huh,
every once in a while, have been known to sneak out of the house at night to see what's going on. Couldn't the little boys have gone in,
uh-huh,
and woke up their sister,
oh, all
and
right,
said, let's go see what's going on in the garage?
What do you think about that, Ken?
Well, that makes sense to me.
I think it's a thing.
Well, you know, you've never heard anything about the boys.
Going into the garage?
Yeah, no, I mean, just go out. Let's
Who?
Go see what happened, and maybe they decided to go wandering
they went out into
around.
What were they doing out there?
I don't know. Maybe they just wanted to go see what was going on.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
You talking about the missing kid in San Diego?
What?
Are you talking about the missing kid in San Diego?
I'm talking about the little girl.
Where's that at?
Oh, good grief.
What was that? Where was that?
The little 7-year-old girl.
I got to tell you something, Pat. Here on the Johnny Cash Show, we only pretend like we know what we're talking about.
Oh,
we really don't.
Van Damme. Van Damme.
Van Damme. That's a Jaguar.
No. Okay.
Well, we don't know
well,
anything because we're kind of stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We're very topical.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
There, I just messed up their show. I just blew out that 80-year-old demo for you guys. You ought to be sending me a Christmas present. You should send me money, big bags of gold bullion, for what I just did for your show. Here is Zach. Zach, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Zach.
How's it going?
Fine.
So the deal is, all of my crappy site, .com, got shut down and everything else. Of course you guys have better audio. Everything else went down. What's up?
What do you mean everything else went down?
Everything else went down, all the other sites.
I'm not aware of that. You mean all the other what sites? Phil Hendry sites?
Oh, yeah.
Fan sites?
Yeah. So who are your goons? Can I hire them?
I didn't do anything. I tell you that right now. Maybe somebody else. What, do you have one of them?
Do I have one of what?
A Phil Hendry site?
No, I don't have one of them, actually. I got suckered into buying your site. Yeah, 3 days ago, I damn near crapped my pants. I mean, I'm coming on there, and I can't get the previous day's show, and I'm like, holy, yeah, I can't get on there. So then I...
What you couldn't get on where? I don't. You got to understand. I don't know what it is you're talking about. You're talking about trying to get on some other guy's site.
Oh well, yeah.
All right, and he wasn't there because he was posting all of my shows.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 of them couldn't get on there. MyCrappySite.com was the other one. I couldn't get on there, so I was like, well, I better cough up the $7.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there is, you know.
Well, you got a good marketing guy.
Glad to have you $7.
Yeah.
What are you inferring, that I actually unleashed my goons on them?
I figured that was probably the best marketing ploy you had.
Marketing ploy?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Well, it's the best way to get more market share is to knock off your, you know.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What right do they have to take my work and display it for their benefit for free?
No right at all, probably.
All right, so you call that a marketing ploy. What I'm doing is I'm taking my work and I'm putting it on my site, and I'm not letting them, you know, get business for themselves using the sweat of my brow. Why don't they create their own site and put their own freaking radio show on it?
Well, they don't have any talent, of course.
Well, no. I mean, I'm being this is not just about me. This is what's happening around the so-called industry. People don't want their stuff given away.
Yeah, that's true.
I would rather that my stuff not be given away. That's why you coughed up your $8 a month. Or what are they paying? What are you paying?
What's that?
What are you paying for a backstage pass?
$7, but then the thing is...
There you go.
There was a six-month deal for what?
Oh, yeah.
32?
You got to get that.
Yeah, you know...
That's a way better deal. That's the way it is. It's a way better deal.
Yeah, well...
We need more of those six-month and one-year subscriptions, because your monthly subscription is going to renew automatically. What's the point of that? Just get the six-month. You don't have to... Because you're going to be spending more on a monthly renewal at $6.95 a month than you would getting the six-month subscription, which I think is $32.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah, so you'd need to do that, Zach.
But then, of course, there's the Visa floating out there. You know, what are you going to do?
Your Visa's floating out there? Well,
yeah.
No, dude, come on.
No, some guy in Germany last month just bought my ass into some kind of...
Somebody stole your credit card?
Yeah.
No, that's secure... Our site is so secure, it's not even funny. No. This isn't some jive where, do you want to buy a video game from Japan site? This is the Phil Hendry website. Your credit card is secure. It's a secure site. And that six-month subscription is a very beautiful thing.
Well, that's probably good. I mean, this guy in Germany only sold me for $140, but that's no big deal. I mean, what kind of a moron would only take $140 from your card?
I think that when you do international transactions like that, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me. I was trying to buy pot from this Japanese pothead, and oh, excuse me. All right, Zach,
fine.
Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, no problem.
Bye-bye. How do you like that? Bruce, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this is Bruce. How are you?
Good, Bruce. How are you?
Great. I like that about the the Japanese pothead.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I think if you're buying stuff online internationally, you have more of a chance to get your credit card caught.
You're right, and just a couple of years ago, I ordered some CDs here locally, and guess what? They picked up my card and a bunch of charges.
Yeah.
Same things happened twice to cell phones of mine.
Yeah,
down by the border. Guess what? Come back and it's about $400 worth of charges.
I had a cell phone cloned once, and I don't want to sound racist, and I'm not, but seriously, I got my phone bill and it was like Compton, 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 Compton,
exactly.
Baldwin Hills, Compton.
We went down and did some charity work for an orphanage down in New Mexico, about 30 miles of San Luis, came back, and I had about $400 worth of charges to places I couldn't even pronounce.
Do you have fraud prevent your phone now, or is it already automatically?
Well, what we have now is we've got the portables. Back then, we had one that was installed in our car with an outside antenna.
Right,
that made all the difference in the world.
You had a radio phone is what you had, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nah. Sucks.
Hey, listen, I coughed up the money for the site. Glad to have in the morning if they replay the show, you know, with the skip.
We got a Tucson affiliate, too.
You do have a Tucson affiliate.
Yeah.
Can't quite pick it up here in Phoenix, but we get you on the internet. Love the show. We're hooked.
Thank you.
And,
appreciate that. And again, that 6-month subscription is a way better deal because people get a month subscription, which automatically renews after 6 months. It's seven times six is $43.
That 43?
42.
And you're saving a lot of money if you get the 6 month. So thank you, Bruce.
Absolutely worth it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Great job.
Goodbye. Yeah, some other testimonial from a Phil Henry listener. Yeah, look, if you got to, first of all, get a backstage pass. I didn't know anything about all of those listener sites getting shut down. I don't know whether that's true or not. We do have a lot of fan sites, of which I'm very appreciative, because it's an ego stroke to know that there are so many people that would devote their hard work and their considerable talents at web design, etc., to creating fan sites for Phil Henry. The downside is, however, the audio that they are taking and posting on those sites is essentially, I'm not seeing anything. See what I'm saying? I do the show, and I get paid to do my show as I sit here, but when it gets reproduced or rebroadcast on other people's websites, when the audio is lifted and reproduced and gets business for them, how fair is this? Because a lot of people will have a website, and it's a GeoCities, or they're selling advertising. See what I'm saying? For their site, and they're using my audio to get people to traffic into their site. It's not a very fair, I don't believe it's a very fair business proposition. So what we are doing now is we've made our site a subscription-based site, but the audio is the very finest quality. Every single current audio clip is there. Every single show is there on our 30-day archive. Every time of the day, morning, noon, or night, you can access today's show on demand. You can get our webcast on demand. All of the things that only we would be able to provide will be available on our website. We've got a lot of subscriptions, but most of those are month to month. Now, here's the thing about getting a monthly subscription. Is this boring talking about this stuff? It isn't? It's boring me. Well, let me just get through it. Getting a month-to-month subscription, it automatically renews. Well, after 6 months, you've spent $42. Whereas if you got a 6-month subscription, you're only spending $36. So you save 1 month. And likewise, the year subscription. So if you're going to get a backstage pass on the Phil Henry Show, do yourself a favor. Get a 6-month or a year subscription because you're going to have it longer than a month. You're not going to just call up and go, unless we just absolutely suck on ice and you can't even stand what you're hearing. You're not going to call up and go, yes, I've had my month. I'd like you to take my credit card off of there now, please. Not going to happen. You're going to let it roll over for a month or two or three. Get the 6-month subscription. Get the 6-month or the 1 year, see?
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't understand what you mean about saving.
If you get a 6-month subscription, you're saving $6.
Yeah, but how? Because...
Well, what's 1 month?
30 days.
Not how many days are in a month. How much does it cost for my website?
$6.95.
All right, let's call it $7, okay?
Well, technically you can't.
Let's call it $7, bud. $7 times 6 is what? You know what? I shouldn't even ask him that.
42.
So what? Oh, you got it. Yeah, so 42. Sorry. So what's... Now I forget what I was talking about.
See? You're confused.
Yeah. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Some woman kicked the crap out of another woman because she got in line with 13 items, and it was a 12 items or fewer lane. A 51-year-old Lowell woman was beaten and kicked. This is Lowell, Massachusetts, I'm going to assume, which I realize is a bad thing to do. A 51-year-old Lowell woman was beaten and kicked when a customer behind her at a supermarket checkout line became enraged that she had brought 13 items through a 12 items or fewer lane. Karen Morgan, 38, of 103 School Street, was arrested around 9:30 Sunday morning, about an hour after she allegedly beat the victim on the street outside the Market Basket on Wood Street in Lowell. Morgan had fled in a car to the School Street residence, where police found her hiding in a closet. Morgan was charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, her foot. Morgan was also charged on three outstanding warrants for writing bad checks. She failed to appear on her arraignment Monday, according to the Lowell District Court clerk. Wow. What a psycho. The victim said she didn't realize that she had one item too many until Morgan, who was waiting behind her in line, let her know. I didn't think I had that much there. She said something about it. People don't know how to count, said the woman, who declined to give her name for fear of retaliation. And I said to her, do you have a problem with this? And she said, yes, I do, you expletive deleted. I was accosted at a Starbucks by this midget. Did I tell you about this? Maria and I were in a Starbucks about 3 weeks ago, and I picked up my laundry, my dry cleaning, and we're putting the dry cleaning in the car, and we're going to go to the Starbucks, and I'm hearing this this horn honking, and wheeling around the corner comes this little red coupe with a woman sitting behind the wheels with those kind of plastic wraparound shades that the ophthalmologist gives you after you've had eye surgery, right? And she comes wheeling around, and I look back, and I see a young woman walking towards us, and she goes, oh, I know what happened. I was loading the laundry into the car, so this lady, this midget with the wraparound shades, assumed that I was going to get into the car and back out. And I looked at her, and I shook my head, no, we're not getting out. We're going back into the store. And so she leans on her horn very angrily and speeds by me. Well, I look back at this young woman who was walking toward us, and she says to me, yeah, she honked at me too. She's psycho. Because this was what the original honking that I heard. So I'm like, well, whatever. I'm a nutcase. So we walk into the Starbucks. Well, sure enough, I'm waiting for our coffee, and I feel a very oppressive yet small presence crowding me at my left elbow. Because you know where the place you go to pick the coffee up and everybody's waiting? Well, she came right up next to me on my left side and just squeezed right up there to the counter. And I looked down, and sure enough, I recognize her as the midget who moments before had been leaning on her horn. And I look at her, and she looks up at me, and I look at her, and she looks up at me, and she finally goes, you got a problem? And I said, yeah, I got a problem. She goes, well, deal with it. And I said, you know, I would, but I'm a gentleman, which I thought I got off a pretty good line there. And I went back to waiting for my coffee, and under her breath now, I'm hearing, you god-g-d mother stinking. Saying this to me, right? So this is the kind of square that I am. This is the kind of square that Margin Herb raised. I look at the schlub behind the counter at Starbucks, which, by the way, with all due respect to Starbucks, I'm never going back in your stores again. Not because your coffee isn't great, but you hire the stupidest human beings that God ever allowed to get out of a cradle. What is it with you? Are you telling me that you can't get anybody brighter than the guys you got working there now? I mean, what are they paying people at Starbucks? They are so stupid, it's beyond belief. I got to tell you about the coffee that I got at a Starbucks in New York City. Yeah, I'll take a latte. I'd like a half calf with non-fat milk. Guess what she gave me? A cup of coffee. Anyway, so she says, well, deal with it. So I look at the guy and I say, excuse me, is the policy of Starbucks to have people harassed in their stores? No. I said, well, then either you throw her out or I want my money back and we're not buying the coffee. And the midget goes, well, I'm not leaving. So I said, okay, give me the money back for my coffee. And while I'm walking to get my money, behind me I'm hearing her go, you G-D son of a B-I-T, all this stuff, right? So my wife, Maria, who never gets into anybody's face, Anybody knows Maria, she's about as sweet a girl as you're ever going to meet. She turns around and tells her to F off. I'm telling you, when my wife gets that angry, you know, you believe me, you've done something wrong. And I finally looked at her and I go, you know, just because the good Lord shortchanged you doesn't mean the rest of us have got to pay, you know, the price. And that kind of stopped her in her tracks. And I didn't mean it in terms of being a midget. I meant it in terms of her disposition and her temperament. It was just so antisocial and so completely contrary, man. That's the last time I ever went into that Starbucks. Because I think it's a real big punishment if I don't patronize their store. Like, they're going to notice missing my $6 a week, which is about as often as I went in there. But as long as we're plugging businesses, Java City, yes, the beautiful Java City there in Thousand Oaks, is where I now get my coffee. Can you dig that, man? So anyway, this woman kicks this lady, but here's the deal about beating people up now. We got a thing now called a civil suit. You heard about it with the O.J. trial? If you don't get somebody criminally, which there are a lot of scumbags out there, they don't mind if they get arrested and they get put in jail for 30 days or 90 days or 6 months for beating somebody up. They don't care because they've spent their whole lives in jail. You know, that's a regular visit for them going to jail. Well, now with this civil suit, what happens is if you don't have any control over your temper, if you are an uncivilized scumbag, what happens now is not only do you go to jail after you get out, you get sued civilly in a civil court, and that means that you basically belong to the person that you belted for the rest of your life, because everything that you make is going to get garnished, if not taken outright, and it's going to go to pay that person and their family. So the next time you decide that you're going to raise your fists to somebody, the next time you decide that you're going to get heavy with someone and get physical with somebody, and it isn't to defend your life or the life of a family member, you just think that you're going to be a badass and start swinging, remember that. Somebody's going to sue you for $10, $15, $20 million, Ace, and you basically belong to that person for the rest of your life, as well as your mama, your wife, your sister, your daughter, everybody. And I'm telling you, this guy who beat up the hockey dad, he ain't seen nothing yet. Because that family that lost that father in that hockey fight, wait till they slap that civil lawsuit on that fat tub of guts. He's going to be sitting in prison while his wife and kids are having to pay for it on the outside. With what do you figure that's worth? You lose your father because he's beaten to death? How much you start? You start at $100 million? You start at $100 million. That's where you start. That's $100 million. Now, is the guy going to come up with $100 million? No. Just every freaking thing he makes until the day he dies. That's all. But I digress. So anyway, the midget says to me, sounds like a joke, doesn't it? So one day I walk into a store. It's a Starbucks. And the midget says to me, I couldn't believe this woman. But then I've lived long enough. I should have known better. 1-800-449. Never, ever. Moral of the story, never, ever refuse a parking space to a dwarf. 1-800-449-8686. Tyler, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Okay, Tyler was a midget. He hung up. I'm sorry, Tyler. John, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. That's why you wonder why caffeine is legal. This story that you've been talking about, hanging around the drug bar.
That's it.
The gentleman that called up talking about upset about his website going down because of you starting to charge for your product.
Yeah.
I've got kids that write software all the time, but they have no problem with the MP3 situation. And downloading artist music and everything.
Yeah, I know.
I said, so you spend weeks writing a software program that you expect to make some money off of. And these guys have devoted 40 years to their craft.
Yeah.
But there's no problem with the MP3.
Well, until it happens to them, they're not going to get it.
I know. It goes around and around. And yeah. I go, now listen, it is happening right now. You're working for your talent, mm-hmm. but you're downloading their talent for free. But guess what they throw at me?
When you say your kids, these are your children?
My children.
Okay. And they're writing software is professionally?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. you know, because that's what everybody's making their money on. You know,
right.
You know, these kids that grew up with the computers,
right.
They just write software now, you know, and they're making $30, $40 an hour.
Right.
But to steal that software is not allowed, you know.
Well, when it starts getting stolen, when it starts costing them money,
yeah.
Then they'll understand.
Well, it's not costing them money, but they're not getting paid for it.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to really get it until they logically look at the repercussion. I created something, somebody took it, and someone is using my work to promote themselves. Okay, I'm scared now. What was that? Come on. Because if the midget's tapping in, you know, then they're not going to get it. Nobody's going to figure it out until it starts to cost them money, or at least it begins to become fairly clear to them that their hard work, and I know it sounds like I'm having a blast here, and I am, but I actually work my ass off to do what I do. And to have somebody take it, it's hard for me to say this because I know that nobody's doing it with malicious intent. Nobody is trying to steal from me. They're doing it because they dig the show, they like what we do, and they are honoring us. But we've entered a new age, you know, and there really isn't any constitutional right to streaming audio for free off the Internet. There just isn't. It's enough that it is this cacophony of anarchy out there, the Internet, all kinds of information about all kinds of things. Whatever you can control that you own, you should. Nothing wrong with that. One would expect you to do that. A sensible, intelligent thing would be to control your work. It's like the time when I was working in a small town. I had left the big city, and I was starting my talk radio career, and I'm working in a very small town. And I cut a commercial one day for that radio station, right? I'm driving to work the next day, and I hear the commercial that I cut for my radio station playing on another radio station. So I walked into the station, and I said, "What's that about?" "Well, that's the way we do it. You cut a commercial for Harry's toilets, and he liked it so much that he wants to use it on all of the stations that he advertises Harry's toilets." I said, "Yeah, how much do I get?" "Well, you don't get anything." "Well, what do you mean I don't get anything? I cut the commercial for this radio station. I am hired by this station. I do commercial work for this station. All of a sudden, you're taking my commercial and you're running it over there on BJ86 or Q91 or whatever the hell the station is?" "Yes." "Why?" "Because that's the way we've always done it." And I explained logically, "Don't you understand? You're taking my work, and now I don't work for your radio station. I'm working for Harry's toilets, and he's running my spots all over." "Well, that's what we do." So you got to be putting me on. So anybody thinks the radio business is all that glamorous at that level? They treat you like a pile of crap, just like they would any janitor. They do. They take your work. They'll give it away. All you are the air talent, man. You're just a disc jockey. You're just a gypsy. You're just some guy that lives out of the back of his car. You leave, they'll hire somebody else. You go to a radio station, the best-looking cars in the lot belong to the sales guys. The crap cans, the ones that are pouring blue smoke, the ones that have got, like, chichi balls hanging from the mirrors, you know, and, like, a dead body in the trunk. That's the air talent. That's the disc jockey. That's his car. Listen to me, bellyaching about not having any money. Well, that was then, but of course now. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So the Canadians get their gold medal and the Russians got their gold medal. So everything's cool, right? Are we going to stop hearing about this? You know, it's one thing to have to suffer through figure skating, but then it sort of lingers like the bad stench of an egg fart days, weeks, months afterwards because one of the judges was crooked. So we'd have to not only observe the figure skating competition because our wives, girlfriends, or boyfriends, whatever the case may be, want to watch it, we now have to endure the controversy of some frog who got pressured by a Russian or whatever it was that she said that she did, giving the medal to the Russians instead of to the Canadians, and all hell breaks loose. The only two people that seem not to be all that concerned were the Canadian skaters that got hosed. They're like, take the silver, whatever. You know, because Canucks are like that. They're just, it's cool. Hey, you know, your whole country's burning down, man. They lit a forest fire up there in the Yukon. Looks like it's on its way to Toronto. I think the Raptors won't be playing tonight. You know, that's cool. And Gordy Howe's a schmuck. Well, you know, it's all right. Here's Walt on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I just, you know, I'm laughing here. I'm on the old phone, but I'm laughing at your latest rap. I can argue with you about politics, so I can tell you what a great comedian you are. I'll do either one. I have 120 hours of your stuff.
All right, thanks for calling. Under the age of 100, Chris, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. Dave, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dave,
Bill.
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Not much.
Hey, I've got a favor to ask you.
Yes.
Normally, my wife and I would go to see just about every Oscar-nominated film, but we've got a four-month-old kid and can't get out as much. And I'm wondering if you could give me a rundown, maybe best picture, like how many of them Maria walked out of.
Well, Maria walked out. She walked out of Moulin Rouge. She walked out of Moulin Rouge. Beautiful Mind, we saw. What are the movies that are up? Beautiful Mind, Moulin Rouge, In the Bedroom, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And then there's one more because it's five. It's always five.
Oh, what was the other one? Let's see.
Oh, Gosford Park. Didn't see Gosford Park. Didn't see Lord of the Rings. We did see In the Bedroom, and we did see Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind's kind of interesting because it's a movie about schizophrenia, but it's like an action picture. I mean, there's there's car chases and there's, you know, spies. That's wild. In the Bedroom's great because it's got a great actor in it named Tom Wilkinson. Lord of the Rings, I understand they treated the material really well. Only thing of it is it's another one of these special effects extravaganzas. And how many of those movies are going to win Best Pictures? I know it's good, dude, but can we make a good movie without a lot of computer enhancement? Just once give a freaking Academy Award to a movie that don't have all that, what do you call it? ICG, MIG, KEY, MOUSE stuff. What? CIG, all the CGI jazz. You dig it?
Gotcha.
But I think Lord of the Rings is definitely a sweet picture. That'll probably win.
Cool. Well,
yeah,
thanks, Phil.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right.
I didn't mean to say that about that guy that called in about being... It's just that, you know, I could hear him clearing the phlegm out of his throat, and... You know what I'm saying? You do a great job, Chris. 1-800-449-8686. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, David.
Hi. Oh, I heard your story about your trouble with that lady.
Yeah.
You know, and you hate to be rude to people like that, but it sounds like she deserved a response. I would have said, when she said, what's your problem, I would have said, yeah, but it's a small one. You know, she sounded
that's
like
good.
She was,
yeah.
She was rude enough.
I got a problem, but it's a small one. Yeah. Well, she was strange. She was out there. She was angry. She was really angry. She was angry at the world.
Yeah, that's right. So she deserves something rude.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
All right, brother, I appreciate your phone call.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Harvey. Hi, Harvey, on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I love your program, Phil. And I...
Chris, what are you doing to me?
No, hold on. I wanted to tell you, I thought you did a wonderful job on the... I'm sorry, I have I don't know if it's phlegm or cheese or some viscous liquid in my throat. I'm hard of hearing. Say it, people.